want to start off with saying, wow. I mean, great resilience by our football team. I can't say enough for the senior leadership that we had to be able to play full quarters of football. We talked about it back on December 4th when I was hired here as the head football coach. Talked about playing hard, playing continuously, always believing in yourself, competitions, all the things that you work so hard to try to teach your team to do. They finally got to see it in an actual football game instead of seeing it in the weight room or in early morning workouts or spring ball or a blue and gold game. They got to actually experience it as a team. Can't be more prouder of the group again, as I mentioned. If you saw the game and were able to see what we were doing on the sidelines, we locked arms because we knew that. We had an opportunity to still win the football game. We had to have a great return, so we have to credit the return team in doing it. It brought the ball back to the 49, 50-yard line. Some great outstanding blocks on that return. Gave us an opportunity. We knew that Aaron and Steve or Aaron and Eric or give the ball to DeJuan or give the ball to Morgan, that one of them was going to make a play, which enabled us to either kick a field goal or to actually win the football game. So we took a chance on it, saw something that we thought that they might be in. I can honestly say that we practiced that situation on Wednesday. The difference being that there was 41 seconds on the clock. They had one. We had one timeout on Wednesday. What was it, 40? How many seconds were on the clock in the Ball State?
41.
So it was exactly the same, but we had the ball minus 39, and we kicked the field goal to win the game on Wednesday. So we put the kids through those situations every week where we're either up by or down by two or down by six so that they have an opportunity to experience it, and of course it was a thing that they made come true because Aaron hit Steve on a double move and we ended up winning the football game, and then the two-point conversion by Eric Page that kind of helped us be up by seven. So again, I can't say enough, seniors, the team, great victory for the Toledo Rockets, great victory for the Toledo community.
Stephen Williams earned a Player of the Week award for his performance in the game.
Outstanding. I mean, again, making plays. Again, we always credit this program to everybody and all 11 that are out there, but Stephen did an outstanding job of making a play when a play needed to be made. The one coming out, the 50-yard catch on the third down and long, and then, of course, the game winner. So I guess it was good enough for ESPN to be the second best play. So I credit to him and Aaron for making a great throw.
Not quite one.
Yeah, not quite one. Number two. I heard it was a high school.
Yeah.
So like, well, we'll get there.
How does it help your team that you guys overcame the adversity
late? Well, I think it's just a learning experience that we have to learn from. Too many penalties, turnovers. That put them in the football game. We always talk about taking care of what the Rockets do, but being able to experience that, it should help us. And we need to make sure that we learn from the situation, the good and the bad.
Morgan got the start over DeJuan. Was there any significance to that?
No, it was just something that we wanted. We knew they were both going to get the same number of reps. But DeJuan Collins is our starting tailback, and Morgan came in and did an outstanding job.
Talk about how you thought he did. It seems like he's kind of getting a groove here a little bit.
Yeah, he's getting back. And, again, anytime you're not playing in the first two games, you come back a little rusty. But he's improving every day in practice. And that's what the greatest thing that we do about our practices is that there's always competition, and whoever's playing the best will end up getting that starting nod or end up getting the carries or starting a quarterback or whatever it is. So, but I see Morgan getting better and better each and every day.
How was your assessment of the team's overall defense?
We're getting better. We only gave up, I think it was three or four big plays that we talk about. I thought we played the run better. We've got three true freshmen back there in the secondary. At one time, on our right side of our defense, we had Danny Moles at linebacker, DJ Fatunikin, Jermaine Robinson, and Daxon Swanson. So we had two true freshmen on the right side of our defense. But they're getting better, and they're playing hard, and as we kind of laugh, not laugh about it, but we say, hey, you know, DJ Fatunikin was playing for Perrysburg last year, you know, and now he's playing against Ball State or Western Michigan or Ohio State. So all those guys are in that category.
Is it kind of nerve-wracking as a coach when you see that on the field, four true freshmen right there together, and you're depending on them to...
Well, I mean, you know, that's what we have to do to make sure that we get the best players on the field at those times, and we're going to play 25 defensive guys during a football game. So they just happen to be that, and they're deserving of it. And they're, you know, does put a smile on your face when you know you got four returning. But, you know, right now they make their mistakes, but they play hard and they do what they're asked to do, so we're getting better.
Can you talk about the play of the offensive line so far this year?
I think they've done a good job. I think we can be better. Of course, protecting Aaron. They've been outstanding, and that you have to include the tight ends and the running backs in protecting them. I think we're fourth in the country in sacks given up with only four, so that's a great credit to the offensive line. We need to get better at running the football and continually talk about that so that we can have a balanced attack.
Several players in the top of the country with offensive stats. You know, it's offense is clicking. Is this what you envisioned 6 months ago when you guys put it together?
Oh, no question. Yeah, and I knew it was something that, as I said before, giving me a lot of gray hair, you know, trying to defend it. You know, it's something that I knew that, you know, an Aaron and a Steve Williams and a DeJuan Collins, Morgan Williams, all those guys would flourish in it. And they've done an outstanding job of picking it up, and we get better each week. They're still only in their fifth week of this offense. So there'll be changes and new things added and as we go throughout the year.
How would you grade your team's special teams?
It's still not where I want it at. You know, we had costly turnovers, two big penalties. To play and be successful and run for a championship, you've got to play better in special teams. And we talk about it constantly. You can ask the kids. We've got to play better if we're going to compete and contend for a championship. Great. I'm sure they're fired up about staying around, and you know the surroundings are the same. You know, the locker room's the same. It's my locker. You know, all those sorts of things are big about playing home, and then to be able to play in front of your crowd. And then, you know, we've got a great opportunity again to sell this community and to play in the Glass Bowl on a homecoming packed house, and use our fan base to be our extra, you know, defender or offensive weapon that we can have, because that place can get loud, and that's what we need on Saturday night.
To win a MAC championship, defending the home turf is a big part of it. Is that something you guys talk about heading into this, you know, stretch of
period? Well, we talk about winning a championship on the road, because I think that's probably the toughest challenge that any team has, is to be able to win on the road. Of course, winning in the Glass Bowl is important in that. We're doing it one day at a time. We called it, you know, starting in last week, the drive for five for this month. We've gotten one of those down, and we now have four left. So I think some of the kids came up with four more after the drive for five. Now we've got four more. So, you know, we come up with slogans and things that, you know, always are bringing attention to getting to where we need to get to on December 4th.
Averaging 75 penalty yards per game. I know you're not happy with that. What fixes do you need to do to bring that number down?
Well, we've done a lot of extra running and all that good stuff. And the next thing I'm going to take is, I haven't told them yet, but if we keep on getting penalties, I'm going to take their food. Now, I mean, it's just, we've got to, we have to do better at that. And I don't want to be, honestly, as a head football coach, that's, you know, that to me is discipline, and that is not what I want, you know, by any means. So we've got to get better, and we constantly talk about it and push it that we're not going to have those penalties, but we've got to get better.
I know you run a very disciplined program, and you pride yourself on that. Why do you see the penalties happening? And what's the cause?
Well, I think it's aggressiveness first. I mean, I think they are being an aggressive football team.
Okay.
I mean, I can't put my exact finger on it word-wise, but you can't win championships with penalties like that. And it's constantly killed us in that game this last week, start giving the football to our offense inside the 20-yard line on the two special team penalties. And, you know, we have a great drive going, and we jump off sides. We have a great drive going. We got a holding. Just can't have those things. And we've got to get better at doing them, and we're going to have officials at practice, and we're going to make sure that everything is you know, polished and checked. So that's what we've got to do.
When you think of Western Michigan, is Hiller the first name that pops out at you, or what?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, in the years that I was in this conference, Western Michigan was always tough. And it was always a hard-nosed football team. And now getting back into the conference and watching them on film, it's the exact same. Coach Cube's done a great job with that program. They built champions there. They won a lot of football games under his, you know, under him being the head football coach. So I definitely think that Hiller's a big part of that on why they're successful, because he is playing extremely well.
What do you see from Hiller that allows him to be so successful in your eyes?
He's got an outstanding arm. Again, not sure how many exact years he started, but I'm sure, as Aaron does, has a little bit of underneath his belt there, you know, the starts and the Division I playing opportunities, all those things. I think he's a leader. You know, his daddy's a coach. You know, it's just one of those guys that you can see is a winner.
I know you expressed concern about your team playing at noon. Do you think they're kind of over that with the win, or kind of struggling?
Well, we better be able to play at 7 now, okay, and get back to playing underneath the lights in the glass bowl. But, we still didn't play up to our capabilities, and that's what I keep on challenging. I challenged them last night again. I mean, let's play up to the way the Rockets can play instead of, you know, not playing that way. So we've got to do that if we're going to go after this championship. And that's our intentions, is to win a MAC championship.
Are we going to expect a more balanced offense this week again? Or?
Yeah, as long as we have one more point, you know, and that's what it all comes down to. That's what this offense does. It's able to dictate and see what they're giving to you, and then you take it. You know, that's one of the things that I think Scott Satterfield and Matt Campbell done a great job calling offenses.
It's nice to have two receivers over 100, too.
Oh, no question. And we can have more. I mean, Robin Bailey's playing exceptional, in my opinion, and Tom Brazine had a good game as a tight end. We didn't have Danny Noble. We hope to have Danny Noble back this week. He did practice a little bit last night, so, you know, get those guys back. Juan's catching the ball. Morgan's catching the ball in the backfield. So, you know, we can do some things and get our skill kids the ball.
Noble questionable, doubtful, probable to play on Saturday?
Well, I'm bad with those bowls. But, you know, I would say that if it's up to Danny Noble, Danny Noble will play.
How about the rest of the team? Injury-wise?
Health-wise? Unbelievable. I mean, Brian Gallagher's done a great job. Rick Gord, you know, our strength coach. I mean, we are... Knock on wood, we are healthy. And other than Myshawn Pettis Darius Reeves are two that will not be able to play.
What are their injuries?
Darius tore his labrum in his shoulder, so he's out for the season. And Myshawn has an MCL sprain.
Robert Bell also, is he going to be back this week?
Yes, he'll be back. Dez is progressing. We're going to see what we can do with Dez to possibly, in all honesty, possibly try to get him another year because we want him around. He has done a great job of leading our young secondary. He is there with them every day. And though he can't play for us right now, that young man has done more for this team than some of the guys that are playing. Anything else? Appreciate it. Here's the guys.